There's a race heating up in the auto industry. It's called the Mobility Arms Race, and Volkswagen ups the game.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Volkswagen has acquired a Canadian mobile payments company that allows people to pay for certain parking spaces via mobile apps, phone calls, or texts. It's called Pay by Phone, aptly named. And the purchase will turn the German company's Volkswagen Financial Services unit into the leader in mobile payments for parking, the automaker said Wednesday in a statement. Here with the very latest on this is the Wall Street Journal's global auto editor, John Stoll. So, John, this company, Pay by Phone, it's been around, correct? What's its backstory and what kind of action does it get in terms of transaction volume? What kind of pull does it have in this world?
Yeah, Pay by Phone's been around since 2000. So basically the dot-com bubble, this company survived. And it wasn't really a dot-com. That's one of the reasons. It was more about paying with your phone for parking, texting, things like that, ways to transact with the parking garages and other, you know, parking infrastructure without having to put quarters, you know, carry quarters everywhere. So they were kind of an innovator in that space and started that. And then over the last few years, obviously, they've moved to mobile with apps and other, you know, web-based tools to help people have automated pay for parking. And they've even gone so far in places like London where they basically identify you by your license plate, and that's the way that you're paying for your space on a daily or monthly basis. They also do tolls and infrastructure plays like that.
Okay, so you see how they kind of match up with a car company like Volkswagen. Volkswagen seems to be putting a lot into parking payment possibilities. It had recently bought Sunhill Technologies, a cashless payment solution in Germany. Is that where the money is, or at least where it's going? How important is it for a car company like this to expand from manufacturing into mobility services?
Yeah, I think the key there is that this is a building block along with some other investments in parking and other areas where Volkswagen is following a wider industry trend to try to create an ecosystem where the car can be more effectively connected to commerce and opportunities for two-way communication. With it's not only parking, it could be Starbucks, it could be Target. It could be a number of retailers or insurance companies that want to interact with the data and or the driver themselves and offer different deals based on driving behavior or where you're parking. If you parked at Macy's, they may want to know you're there, and they may be able to customize some solutions for you that would make it more attractive to walk into their store. That's the future for a lot of companies and where the auto industry is going. And so, yes, this is a parking play for now that Volkswagen and their finance company in particular are investing in. But I think the longer term is becoming more familiar with how data and that technology works with to make more of a seamless and pain-free transactions happen.
We're talking to the Wall Street Journal's John Stoll on this current state of the car industry and Volkswagen's latest move in the mobility arms race. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, John, seems like Volkswagen is trying to get their hands in a lot of different pots here. You know, they set up a ride hailing and car sharing division named Moya. Is it Moya? Am I saying that correctly?
Moya. Yeah.
Moya.
I believe so. Yeah.
Right. This month, it seems like Volkswagen is looking into various sizable investments, some that might not bring in big profits for several years. But what else are they looking into? There's this industry-wide advances happening in tech. Yep. Anywhere else they're trying to get their feet wet?
Well, I think all of this stems from the belief that people are not going to be driving at some point in the future their own cars. They're going to be far more interested in ride sharing, car sharing, or being driven by a computer in their car, and have more appetite for treating the car like a smartphone. And so, you know, obviously one of the things that all executives like to say all the time is that the greatest, mobile device is the car. And so there's a big bridge that you have to sort of cross to get there. But the pieces are being put into place right now by Volkswagens and others to sort of invest in car sharing and invest in ride sharing and create their own car sharing services and try to, you know, follow this urbanization trend where they believe, you know, millennials and people born after a certain point, well after my birth, are less inclined to want to own the product. They don't want to own their phone. They want to, you know, just pay for a service. They don't want to own their car. They want to lease and or just pay for a service. And so a lot of I would say that, you know, if you were to look for something adjacent, maybe you look at a sports team, and the Chicago Cubs won the World Series this year. That didn't happen overnight. They had to put in building blocks for several years and sometimes a farm system with prospects that someday may pay off, may not, and someday they may pan out. So all kinds of automakers are making all kinds of bets across all kinds of different quote-unquote mobility type of plays. It might be hardware like lasers needed to have cars talk to infrastructure. It might be parking solutions like this or Ford Motor Company recently investing in a shuttle service, or GM recently buying a company that can help them actually make autonomous cars.
Right, right. No, it's definitely heating up the race to just get there, as always. John Stoll, thanks very much for the time.
No, my pleasure. Anytime.
We've been speaking to The Wall Street Journal's John Stoll. For more on this story, you can check out wsj.com/tech. That wraps up The Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.